I am not sure.
I've not gone through the whole machine. And let me see. Yes, I can see this thing moving. Today is March 29th, 1966. Interview with Mrs. Perks covering the period from about the time you moved to Victoria up until. How long do I have with you?
As long as you like.
Chelsea Burt.
Yes, I'm not busy. I'm taking him out to lunch. Driving him to a luncheon.
Quarter to 12?
Yes, that'll be fine.
All right. Well, we'll start back then, if we may, in 1929.
We went from Victoria to Winnipeg.
I don't have you in Victoria.
We were in Kingston then, wasn't it?
Yes. Pep was born in 1928.
Yes, in Winnipeg.
And
we came here for a year.
That's it. I'm looking at his sheet, and he's transferred to Victoria to Military District Number 11 as G1. General McNaughton was here at the time. Mm-hmm. Now, let me try and get some idea of your move to the coast. For one thing. Not only on the move to Victoria, but also at later times, would there be instances when you would run ahead to the chap who was filling the post of G1 and take over his house or anything of that nature?
Yes, we took over the position that General Hertzberg had had at Kingston in Berryfield House. It was a quarter. It's the first quarter and the last quarter we ever had.
I see.
Very nice
old house.
What
about you moved to Victoria. Did you do anything of that nature?
No.
But your parents would be here at the time.
They were here, yes. We stayed with them for a time, and then we rented one of my father's houses up here, you know, the 4th Street, 1529 4th Street.
I see.
For balance. And then, of course, we were moved to Kingston. We were only here for a year.
Well, this year should be interesting. I'd like to question you a bit about it. I would imagine, first of all, they'd be very happy to come back to Victoria.
Oh, yes, indeed they were.
And if I remember correctly, too, Pep was not well at all.
Oh, no, she'd been very ill. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was really just beginning to pick up during that year. She was recovering from that illness in Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. Very severe. Very few babies would have recovered from it.
Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Dr. Ridewood saw her, and Dr. Russell Robertson was our doctor, even though his son was killed in the plane the other day.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Russell Robertson was a very nice doctor, indeed. But,
what about, again, you're coming to Victoria as a, shall we say, an army wife, and more especially to the capital of the province with the lieutenant governor here. What were some of the courtesies, more or less routine, that you would have to pay, both you and your husband, or would it be just Colonel Perks who would have to go around leaving his card here, there, and the other place? Or would you accompany him on these or not?
No, he would leave his card, or I would sign the book. Mm-hmm. It was Randolph Bruce who was here at that time. Mm-hmm. And Helen Mackenzie, his niece, came out as chatelaine. And then she married a man named Piggott. Mm-hmm. And then her sister Madge came, Madge Mackenzie. And she married Hobart Molson. And now she's living here still, but he died. And she married Dr. McKelmy. They live on the Lansdowne Road. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they were here at that time, and I remember the Bings came to visit.
Is it Lord Bing and Vivian?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that was when we were first engaged. They had a garden party. I remember coming to it, so I must have called and had our name in the book before I was married. But then afterwards, when we were here, we came to several dinners. Mm-hmm. And we had a dinner for him, I remember, at the Union Club.
Oh, yes. What about the other officers who were on staff with your husband, can you remember any of them, what their names were, and how they might have struck you at the time? For example...
Well, General McNaughton, of course, was here, and the youngest was quite a baby then.
That would be... you would be district officer commander at the time.
Yes.
And was he married?
Oh, yes.
Family?
Yes, yes. The McNaughtons, they had three boys and two girls, I think. Christine, the baby was Leslie. I remember she was being carried by the little... They had a little maid called Millie, who's with them still in Ottawa.
Oh, okay.
Yes, long time.
Would you have much to do with Mrs. McNaughton?
Yes, we traveled a great deal. She was rather shy, and we used to go to Vancouver a good deal on military things, dinners and inspections and things like that. And she lent on me a great deal.
Did she?
Yes.
Because of her
she
retiring.
Didn't have very good eyesight. I think her eyes bothered her. You know, she snaps her eyes an awful lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she was rather highly strung.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we used to travel a great deal together. The Stuarts were here at that time. I rather think he was an engineer down at Work Point. Ken Stuart.
Oh, yes. I've heard of him. Of course, he becomes General Stuart in time.
Yes.
And what you would have met, I take it again, Mrs. Stuart.
Well, my husband knew them before he was married, and he was God... father to their daughter, Peggy.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
What about social events here in Victoria?
Oh, there were a lot of things. I remember a fancy dress dance at the Empress Hotel when we went as the Woolworth Fusiliers.
Oh.
Scarlet jackets, and he wore white flannels and I wore white pleated skirt, and he had red rings, you know, like soldiers.
Uh-huh.
Woolworth Fusiliers. And the turkey red things with WF and the high upstanding collar.
Oh, for him.
And black hats with the silver buttons, you know, silver buttons down there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was great fun.
Someone was telling me, I think Mrs. Sutherland Brown.
They followed the McNaughton.
Yes, when they came later. She talking about the period in general, she gave me the impression that there was a social life. Was fairly active.
Oh, yes. The army then was far more active than it is today. Work Point was a very busy spot. It was almost the center of activity.
Is that right?
Yes. Oh, it's very, very different today.
Mm-hmm.
The Navy is more prominent today.
Yes.
Curious.
What about your own part in this social activity? Did you find yourself, shall we say, emerging or having to emerge in one direction or another to hold up your end of it?
Oh, yes, we entertained.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a little difficult because Priscilla wasn't well.
Mm-hmm.
That was constant problem.
Mm-hmm.
We were fortunate in having a maid or a nurse for her.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that hampers you a little bit.
Oh, I know. This would be the time, too, if I remember correctly, when Colonel, I think it was Colonel, when Colonel Purvis used to walk from...
He walked from that Oak Bay Junction, the house on Belmont and Fort Street, 1539, down to Work Point every day. Yes, he did.
Good.
Yes. Yes.
What about yourself? Did you, you wouldn't naturally have walked with him, but were you as active physically?
No, I didn't walk those distances. I forget what we had in the way of transportation in those days. I don't think we had very much.
This would be the period, too, speaking of transportation, this would be the period when the radio would be coming in.
Yes, yes. Yes. It was. I remember at Rest Haven, that was earlier when we lived opposite Rest Haven, the crystal sets coming in. The man named Moffat, it was a military hospital at the end of the war, towards the end of the war, 1920, before the Seventh-day Adventists took it over, about 1923.
Mm-hmm.
And this Mr. Moffat used to twiddle the sets and have his earphones on. And that was the beginning of radio, I think.
Humpy. Would you call yourself a radio fan, or your husband a radio fan?
No, we're not particularly keen. It's very useful to hear the news. Mm-hmm. I like the music very much.
I'm thinking now, not only of Victoria, but also, shall we say, the 1930s. I think it's true to say that the radio was one of the major means of family entertainment in that era. People by the millions used to listen to such programs as Amos and Andy or Lowell Thomas,
yes,
or Jack Benny or Fred,
yes,
Allen, that sort,
yes,
of thing.
And soap operas. Yes.
Now, what about yourself? And I'm thinking, yeah, not only
no,
1929, but
I wasn't
but
very
the
keen
30s.
About it, not very keen.
Did you have any favorite programs at all?
No, don't think so.
Or your husband?
We like it for the news, mainly.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, I don't think we ever had any.
How would you describe your, again, in this period, in the 30s, not only in Victoria, but in the 30s, what were your main means of recreation? Aside, shall we say, from the Colonel's horse
riding?
Well,
we used to play badminton. In Kingston we played. We belonged to that club.
Mm-hmm.
And we liked swimming in the summer. Navy Bay was nice.
Mm-hmm.
And boats. Go to the islands, you know.
That's here, you mean?
No.
Or Thousand
no,
Islands.
Thousand Islands.
Mm-hmm.
And then we liked, we had a car, and we liked driving. We did quite a lot of touring in those days. My parents even drove from here to stay with us in Kingston. In an old Nash. Yes, they really enjoyed driving. My father always has. Always had.
Well, let's take the evenings. Now, again, here is a prime radio time. I'm not trying to get you to listen to the radio, mind you. I'm just trying to picture, shall we say, an average
No, we weren't
evening.
Addicted too much to radio.
Did you have people in very much?
Oh, yes. Always have.
We've
always entertained quite a lot. And on Sundays, we used to have cadets at RMC. They came in unlimited numbers one time.
Mm-hmm.
Then they, I think, were limited to 14, which was quite enough. They'd come up the hill, marching up the hill two by two. We'd know fairly well how many there would be. You know.
Uh-huh.
And that was really very nice. They enjoyed it. David Brock, who does a lot of radio work, was one of them.
Oh, one? Was he really?
Yes, I remember his writing and saying how nice it was to sit by the fireside. And you know, what? I used to put one cadet in charge of the toaster, and they'd have tea and buns and potted meat and jam and those sort of things, you know. Mm-hmm. They really had hollow legs.
I know, we had the same sort of thing at Royal Roads when
yes,
I was there.
Yes.
And they reached
you know the sort of thing.
Hamburgers.
Well, we lived in Barryfield, was up the hill. It was rather remote from Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awfully difficult to get help because they wouldn't come out that far. There were no lights in those days, you know, and it was not so easy. When we went to England for that VC thing, that dinner the Prince of Wales put on, we brought a maid back with us. And she married the boy in the store opposite, Gordon Gray.
Oh, that's a dirty trick.
Yes. Oh, it was very nice for her. But she came, she was Cornish.
Mm-hmm.
And all her family were killed during the war bombed. She was the only one left. I met her when we drove down to Kingston one day. I saw her on the road and we stopped and talked. And she told me they'd all been killed during the war. But she was very happy there.
You were talking about voting down there. What about voting here in Victoria in 1929? Did you do much of it at that time?
No. No, boats, rather, you have to look after them and paint them just when you can use them. You have to have them up and painted. You have a small boat and it's not big enough. You have a big boat and it's too big. But, the friends were very kind. We used to go out with friends a good deal in boats.
You'd be in Victoria, at least I think I'm right here, you'd be in Victoria at the period of the somewhat frenzied speculation, as well as the great crash
yes.
in October 1929.
Yes.
Did the,
The Hungry Thirties.
Well, later, of course, the Hungry Yes. Thirties. But in this peak of the Roaring Twenties, in this 29, which is almost the epitome of the era, did this have any effect on you?
No, it didn't.
A picture in my mind of you living here in Victoria in 1929. I was just wondering what memories you may have of it. Who among your friends may have taken the great bomb?
There were no speculators in the army. They couldn't speculate. The pay wasn't very much in those days. Mm-hmm. So it's always held us down very much. Mm-hmm. But some people were very well off and lost a lot in that time. Mm-hmm. But nothing to affect us personally, really.
You don't remember any dramatic incidents at...
I'm afraid not. No.
Victoria, in that period, I imagine, too, would be... Of course, it was much smaller than it is today. Much quieter, too, I would imagine.
Oh, yes. If you went into Victoria, you'd see people you knew on the streets. Mm-hmm. Quite often. In fact, you had to have a lot of time to shop, because you were stopped so often with different people. And then people would come in from the country every Thursday. Thursday was the popular day for Saanich people to come in.
Thursday?
Yes. And the Hudson's Bay had a very nice room for luncheon in those days. And we would meet people there. And the Mead Robins had a very nice little orchestra that played during the lunch hour.
Oh, lovely.
Very nice indeed.
And of course, this too would be the period when you had tram cars in Victoria.
Oh, yes.
This would be your main method, or means, I would imagine, of getting back and forth.
Yes. The tram was. Indeed. It was very noisy going through. We called it the Dardanelles there, from the Oak Bay Junction down to Yates and Fort. That was the Dardanelles. It was very, very narrow and very clangy with a streetcar coming through.
I suppose to warn the cars or the horses or what have you.
Well, cars, but there weren't very many of those days. No parking problems in those days.
No, that's true. Again, I was wondering...
Because the CPR boats, the CPR wharf was busy in those days.
Yes.
They had the midnight boats always, and they had the day boats, and it was quite busy there.
Mm-hmm. Can you yourself remember anything about General McNaughton, either with respect to your husband, what your husband thought of him?
Yes, he was frankly keen on his on the military end of things, very keen. Mm-hmm. He didn't care for the States very much. Mm-hmm. But I remember Mr. Deborah came out. He was deputy minister, I think, a man with a little beard. Mm-hmm. Deborah. Very nice old chap. General Ross was the general when we were married in 1925. Kathleen Lowen's father. Sir Charles Lowen's wife in Vancouver now. Mm-hmm. She was Kathleen Ross.
I remember, again, with respect to McNaughton, that this was almost a unique situation where you had a DSO, a DOC, a District Officer Commander,
yes,
and his G1, who are later both to become Ministers of National Defense.
Yes, that's rather curious.
Which is unique.
Yes, I suppose it is.
And I was wondering if there was anything... During the few months that they were here together,
I know.
If there was anything that might have occurred in 29 that perhaps showed something of what might occur. Of course, this is asking too much, I imagine.
No, I don't think so. Colonel Gilman, I remember, was stationed here at that time. Gilman. Mm-hmm. And Colonel Edwards was a paymaster. And Parks. The Parks were here, Maud Parks and her husband. He's living quite near here in Rockland now.
Oh, good.
But Gilman died playing badminton, I think, in Halifax after they were transferred. Then the man who was killed at Hong Kong was here, Pat Hennessy. We knew them in Winnipeg originally, and he was an ADC to Sir James Aitken there. But he went over to Hong Kong and was killed in that.
Of course, there's one thing here that I'm forgetting in a way, and that is the fact that when you came, that not only that would only be here for a matter of, I forget how long, maybe
he was here just before we came. He came just before we did.
But you were here when...
We were supposed to come early and were delayed because Pep was ill.
But he left, and then Colonel Sutherland Brown came.
Yes, that's right.
Now, he has a rather interesting background, more especially he has some interesting ideas. Could you tell me a bit about him?
Buster Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he was quite a forceful man. He was beloved by his men. He was very popular, very charming.
Decidedly anti-American, I gather.
Well, General Norton was.
More so than...
No, they both were, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But I know Buster Brown has been designated as the man who drew up Defense Scheme Number 1, which foresaw any potential danger to Canada coming from the United States.
And
I remember I remember his daughter mentioning something about Colonel Sutherland Brown, at least his, one of his first concerns when he came here, wondering which way the shore batteries were pointed, and make sure they were pointed at the States or something.
Oh, yes, yes. No, I don't remember that. Well, we used to go up to Vernon, when they had the camp at Vernon. I went up with Pep. We were there for 2 weeks on Long Lake, Kalamalka Lake now.
Oh, yeah.
And the camp was quite near there. Kirby was, Mrs. Kirby stayed with me. Her husband was up there. He was an Army Service Corps, I think.
Oh, yeah.
He's now teaching at a college in Ottawa. He's just a youngster.
Is there anything else you can think of that may have occurred in Victoria that I haven't mentioned or brought out or what have you?
In those days, it's hard to remember, to think back.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps something will come along as we...
Yes, the CPR boats were very pronounced in those days, and the work point barracks were very busy. They were just very social. It's quite different now. It's really quite amazing. You hardly ever hear of work point barracks.
No, and I think that's a shame in a way.
Yes.
Quite a shame. Do you mind if I smoke?
Do
I was wondering if I sat over here, whether you might be more comfortable and be able to sit back in your chair. Or
yes, have you got a match?
I have a match.
There's some in that box there. Will you have one of our cigarettes?
Why not?
They're pretty dry. Well, try one and tell me.
Right.
In that silver box, that's it.
This one?
That's right. Yes, I wish I could remember those days and funny little details, but...
As I say, some of them may come back to you as we go along. Now, we go to Kingston from here, and this would bring you, let me see, you go to Kingston?
We went there about 29, 30.
29.
Yes, the autumn of 29, I think it was. And then before we'd unpacked, he was sent over to the VC dinner. He was in charge of the VCs.
That's right. Yes, he goes over there in October.
Yes. So we went over. It took a month. We were a week on the boat. 2 weeks there, and a week back.
You went with him?
Oh, yes.
Oh, he didn't mention that.
Yes. Yes,
oh.
Indeed.
This must have been...
We took the little girl, you see, and then brought the maid back with us
mm-hmm.
to Kingston, Daisy.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this must have been... certainly would be an exciting and fascinating time for him.
Oh, yes.
While he was there. What about you?
Yes, well, I was included in most things.
Mm-hmm.
They were very good to the VCs. And
you'd be wined and dined everywhere, I would think.
Yes. It was really very exciting.
Do you remember anybody that you met there that you ran into at a later time?
We had lunch for the Bings there, I remember that. Mm-hmm. And we saw Pat Hodson, who had been an ADC to the Bings.
Mm-hmm.
He was there then.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed in different places, and Pep wasn't very well, of course. That was rather a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 weeks went awfully quickly. We just did something every day. We were very...
It's going strong.
Yes. People would drive us round. We went down to the New Forest to see... But...
Oh, yes, where...
spent a lot of his summer holidays when he was a boy.
How did you like it down there?
Beautiful.
Was it?
Yes. We were near the Bewley Heath.
What?
The Bewley Heath. There's a spot there where they have hounds. We went to a hunt there.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh,
he wore a rat catcher's outfit and hired a horse and joined in.
That's right. I remember
he loved
that. I think he has a photograph of that.
Yes. It was really very lovely. We were near Rufus Stone. We stayed at one of the Honeywell hotels, and we stayed at the other one, which is just near Bewley Heath.
Mm-hmm. That would be delightful, I would think.
It
although,
was very nice.
On the other hand,
it's so interesting to stay in London, because we knew London fairly well.
Yes, yes.
During the First War.
Yes. Father died at about that time, or a little
His father died before when we were living at Belmont and Fort Street here, while we were in Victoria.
Oh, I see. Mm. I see.
So we never saw him.
Did you meet the, shall we say, second Mrs. Perks at this time?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Yeah. What was she like?
Very charming.
Was she?
Very charming. Very devoted to him, I think. It was a really interesting but very brief trip, 2 weeks. The only other time that it's been so brief was when we went over to Princess Alexandra's wedding. We were just a week. We flew on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We had a week and flew back on the following Sunday.
Oh. What a change.
Yes. But we put a lot into that week,
mm-hmm.
including The Sound of Music. We saw that play.
Oh, lovely.
And now tonight we're going to see the movie, and I believe it's very beautiful.
They say it is.
There's so much more scope in the film.
Yeah. And you can get right up there. You're more or less sitting
Shakespeare is lovely on the screen.
Oh.
Well, it's three-dimensional now. Othello was wonderful.
I didn't see that.
Sir Laurence Olivier.
Yes.
And the leading, it was beautiful. The colors were lovely, the acting was good, the whole thing was beautifully done. And the Desdemona, her name is Maggie Smith, which didn't fit the picture, but otherwise it was wonderful.
Well, now you
she looked rather like Joan Sutherland, you know, with red hair.
Well, you know the one I really like, I think my favorite. My most recent favorite actress is this one.
Vivian Leigh.
No, she's she plays in The Sound of Music. She's English.
Mary Martin. I will tell you after tonight.
I can't think of it. Lovely girl, charming girl.
Yes.
But we better get back to Kingston. At Kingston, you were. If I remember correctly, you were living next to a highway.
Yes, right at the top. The main highway went past us. But while we were living there, they drilled the present highway through that huge rock.
Mm-hmm.
They had the crusher they blasted and had the stone crusher there. Mm-hmm. And the dust was so thick, it practically killed all the plum trees.
Oh, good Lord.
It was dreadful. But they cut right through... just near Fort Henry, and bypassed us. The road used to come right past the corner of the wall, We were on a corner property, you see.
Mm-hmm.
The one going up to Ottawa,
mm-hmm.
and the other going along by the St. Lawrence,
mm-hmm.
to Gananoque.
How did you like it at Kingston?
Oh, very much. We lived at Barryfield, and the common was just a wide open space. Now it's all built over with the houses. The signals were there, and Remy's there, and it's just covered. In those days, there were just those beautiful columbines, wild columbines. It was a sight. But we were really in the country, and the walls to the house, it was built for Admiral Barry, about 3 foot thick. Most beautiful window embrasures,
oh, yes.
You know.
Yeah.
And the house needed quite a lot of repairs. We had our own well, pumped, hard water. It's a limestone village, really. All beautiful old lime, rather like an Irish village, I believe. But the water was very hard, and then we had a soft water tank right in the basement, a huge one. And we could switch over from the hard to the soft water as we wanted to. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But I remember when we were there, we had the soft water tank cleaned out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a terrible mess.
Is that
yes.
I can...
And right in the bottom of the underneath in the house, you know.
Just
yes.
Mm-hmm.
But there were three stories in that house, beautiful. And the third story had a rough, you know, the old boards that are rough
mm-hmm.
and attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And they had hardwood floors put there after we left.
After you left?
Yes. And Paddy Vokes was the man who looked after the maintenance of these quarters. It was a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And his son was Chris Vokes.
Oh,
General
I see.
Vokes, you know.
I see.
But Paddy was very good at having things done. If you needed anything, you
mm-hmm.
spoke to Paddy and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But the quarter was very difficult. It was in two sections. And before John was born in 31,
mm-hmm.
We had sisters, two sisters. They had scarlet fever. So the house had to be fumigated. And we were in quarantine, of course, and we had to have the formaldehyde, a sort of bombs, and we shut half of it and fumigated it, and shut the other half and fumigated it. And I was able to get a Mrs. Brooks with a little girl to come and look after Pep.
Mm-hmm.
And John was born in the house there.
Yeah.
But it was a terrible time to get scarlet fever if I'd got it. I didn't get it.
Yeah.
But the Elkins, General Elkins, was commandant
mm-hmm.
at that time, and Rod Keller was the PT instructor.
Oh, well.
They called him Captain Blood.
Is
but
that right?
I saw Barbara last Monday in Kelowna, last Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
Just a week ago today.
Mm-hmm.
He's been dead now for some time. She's going in for antiques and enjoying every minute of it. She has an old barn fixed up with beautiful antiques. But anyway, they were very kind to us. I remember Mrs. Elkin sent us a roast of beef already cooked, and Barbara sent us pies, and people couldn't have been nicer. We were really quarantined. We were really up a tree. They wouldn't take me at the hospital, you see, and so forth and so on. But it all worked out very well. And John arrived. Good shape, about 13
good.
Pounds.
Good. What time of the day or night was it?
It was in the afternoon. And Anna...
Last-minute Russian roar on the part of Colonel Burke's too, or did he have anything organized?
No, everything was fine. And just after he arrived, Anna Halbert rang up from Toronto. She was nursing at the hospital for sick children. She rang up to see how things were going, whether John had arrived,
uh-huh.
and heard his first cry, practically.
Oh, well.
But she was one of the godmothers. And Rod Keller was his godfather. Mm-hmm.
Well, he was born at home, then, was he?
He was born at home, at Barryfield House,
I
yes.
see. When did the... Where was Cruel, or your husband, shall we say, where was he at this time? Was he... At home with you, or had
oh, yes, yes.
You were still, both of you, in quarantine?
Yes, I suppose so. Mm-hmm. It was a very awkward time, you know, these things always happen. And I remember Major Martin was there. He was an exchange officer from England.
Mm-hmm.
very clever man. He won the Totem Trophy at Jasper playing golf, and he played bridge very well. He was quite an expert at everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he married Barbara Holm of Quebec afterwards, and one of the cadets said, "Oh, gee, he's stolen my girl." But he was a very attractive bachelor, very nice indeed. And then, of course, the Forts were there. Mrs. Fort lives here in Victoria. Ronnie Fort. They lived in quarters.
Mm-hmm.
And the Goodies lived there. And the Bridges, he was a professor, senior professor, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Davies were there on exchange from England. Basil Davy.
Mm-hmm.
She's living in the Isle of Jersey. And he's dead. And they lived almost next to Ham Roberts. And he's dead now.
That's nice.
In Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Professor Chabot was there then. Tom Jelly. They all lived along the in the quarters. There were brick houses, they called it, it had a name, I forget, where the faculty
mm-hmm.
lived. All those little houses, you go in the riding school gate.
This would be a time when the Canadian Army was so small. When you would quite literally know.
Yes, we knew practically all.
Great proportion
yes.
of the people.
Oh, and Colonel Richmond was the riding master. He's living here now.
Bless
Mrs. Richmond, soul. Yes. Coops Gillespie followed him. He's living at Barryfield now. And then General Pott stayed with us when we were there. He was at the Agricultural College at Saskatoon,
mm-hmm.
but he was on the, I think he was on the board of directors and he used to come to RMC periodically. But he's living at Barryfield now. He liked it so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful place. Just, you look down on the causeway going to Kingston
mm-hmm.
and RMC
yeah.
and Navy Bay
mm-hmm.
and Fort Henry.
Yeah.
And they restored Fort Henry. It was all run down, ramshackle.
They were doing that, I think. Well, perhaps they may have started while you were still there.
No, after we left.
Oh, it was after you left?
Yes. Very good idea. It's a tremendous attraction to tourists. But they had all the old, it was all fortified and dug out.
Mm.
They never fired a shot. But there were Martello towers.
Yes, I've always been
everywhere. They're very interesting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, now it's quite a tourist trap.
Oh,
I
yes.
shouldn't say tourist trap, but
no,
tourist
but
attraction.
Oh, it's
say.
Very well done. They turn out the garden, they have this goat as a mascot.
That's right. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
What changes, or were there any major changes between, shall we say, your life in Victoria and your new life in Kingston? For example, you'd be...
No, it was all army.
All army. But did being near to Ottawa make any change at all? Insofar as you or
No.
Is that her concerned?
No, I remember the Besbrers came down to stay when we were there
mm-hmm.
during the Elkins regime.
Mm-hmm. I just wondering okay. if being closer to Ottawa there would be, or he would be any more, shall we say, under the gun or anything of that nature?
No.
Mm-hmm. No feeling of that?
No.
In the, let's see now, you were there 30...
4 years. It was a 4-year course.
Now, between 30, shall we say 1930, and sorry, I'll stop this. Now we're still in Kingston, and there's one thing I want to ask you about, and to what extent it affected you, I'm not sure. But again, it's part of the social scene of Canada in the 30s, and of course this is the Depression. And I remember, for example, your husband mentioning that, located as you were on the road,
yes.
that there's a fair number of people,
yes.
or unemployed men.
That's right, calling in.
Calling in.
Yes.
I was wondering if you can
recall. We were on the main road, and there were quite a number. Who's the funny little parson there? Alfie Cook. Barryfield Church was the little church nearby, and Alfie Cook. Alfie Cook did a great deal for these people who were coming through. And, of course, ours was the corner, beautiful house right at the corner, and they never missed us, ever. But it was a terrible time.
Well, it seems to me that there'd be some cut in pay in the Army at the time. I think you said something like 10% or maybe more, I'm not
yes.
sure.
I don't remember that. I know we never had very much. The pay then was very, very small compared with today, but then the cost of living's gone up so. We had a garden, we kept chickens, and the staff adjutant was Big Holloway, Mrs. Willett's sister, Grace Holloway. He was a professor, the father, at Dalhousie. McMecken?
Oh, yes. Okay. You know?
But we had chickens and we grew vegetables. He did the digging. My husband did the digging. We had beautiful things. And plums galore. Masses of beautiful golden plums.
Did you do any preserving or anything like that?
Oh, yes. Always. But the cooks were very funny. We had these sisters. And
Gladys, you mentioned those before, and I'm not sure.
The Stapley sisters, there were four girls. I think we had three of them at different times. But the eldest was Gladys, and she was the cook general. And then Flossie was the maid, little nursery maid and housemaid. And one day Gladys was out, and I asked Flossie whether she'd strain the turkey soup, you see. And she strained it, and she kept the bones and threw the soup away. I've never forgotten that. That was quite funny. But, you know, she went to the Elkins afterwards in Toronto as their cook. It was rather funny, wasn't it?
Well, were these provided by the Army?
Oh, no, no.
These
maids? Oh, no, no. But I was very fortunate to have anyone. It was a very big house, Barryfield House, three stories, and not awfully easy to look after. It really wasn't. And we had a great deal of entertaining. A great deal. We had people to stay. We entertained the cadets, because every weekend we had to have a lot of things, you know. It was funny.
Would it be true to say that the Depression, from a financial point of view, that the Depression passed you by, that you didn't feel the effects of it?
Well, we were always very short of money, but no, we, of course, we got our pay regularly. I mean, that is something, isn't it?
Was there any feeling, can you remember, and I'm thinking now about the depth of the Depression, of a potential social upset or unrest which would require the Army to control?
Subdue anything or control or take a charge? No.
There wasn't.
No, not. No. Of course, Kingston's a peculiar place. People are sent there. There's the penitentiary, there are the banks. There's Queen's University, there's RMC. There are very few really local. Mabel Gildersleeve was a local resident. And then, of course, there was the military district, Wilbo Anderson and Lois Anderson. He was the DOC. Their son is now the General Anderson, Bill Anderson,
yes.
Their only son. And he married Jane Waddle, whose mother, Frankie Waddle, lived in Kingston. She was one of the old-timers. And Mrs. Murchie, whose husband just died, is also an old timer. The housekeeper's leaving. She's going to England. Is it on?
It's on now.
So we have to think of a replacement. You know, it's retirement age is in June. She's going to England for a whole month, the month of May. And it's quite a big thing. She looks after the linen and maintenance and arranges the flowers. She doesn't do the ordinary housekeeping that you sort of think of, and ordering the meals and all that sort of thing. I do that for the controller.
Oh, I see.
She does the other part, you see.
I see.
Has the linen all in good order and so forth. We have a wonderful laundress here who does the laundry down in the little house,
the separate house.
It all has to go down in baskets and come back in baskets. But that's just one of the things. But this good lady is a regular trained housekeeper, and I think she'd pick it up very quickly. She sounded very nice.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like her not to miss the interview or exam. They have to
mm-hmm.
apply, you see.
It's going to be interesting.
Of course, Mary Fraser was here for 40 years, the original one. She's retired now because of her age.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't realize that our present Lucy Cooling was as old as she is. And
mm-hmm.
She came to us as a housemaid, and I recommended her, you see, as mm-hmm. a housekeeper. But I didn't realize she was the age that she is.
Bless her.
Retiring ages, apparently.
Mandatory, isn't
it? Yes.
Well, I suppose I think we should leave the Depression, or Kingston, unless you...
Well, we didn't feel it so much in Kingston because the people were all, as I say, working mm-hmm. in banks or at the Queen's University. We saw a lot of the professors there, like C.C. Cook is here now,
mm-hmm.
and so forth. Mm-hmm. We knew them very well. But the army at Tate de Pont Barracks, you see, St. Helens was the headquarters of the district, and then RMC, and so it was all interlocked quite well. Now they have the CIL there, that's a big thing.
Yes, I saw that.
On the other side, yes.
A few years ago.
Well, that's beyond the penitentiary. It wasn't there in those days, naturally.
Your husband, if I remember correctly, used to do a fair amount of the horse riding in Kingston.
You never had a horse in Kingston. I don't think he did very much in Kingston, no.
Maybe it was some other place.
It was in Winnipeg that he rode a great deal.
That's
not
right.
Kingston. We never had a horse there.
Right.
And then, of course, in Calgary, he had Van Ees, Colonel Stockwell's horse.
Mm-hmm.
And then John had a pony, Joey. And either he would go with John, or the groom would go with John, or I'd go with John, or something, you know,
mm-hmm.
riding.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd have another horse. Old Diamond was in Winnipeg, and we'd go riding.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that's before John was born. No, Calgary. We used to go over the South Sea Reserve, and I would ride this. Wasn't Diamond? That was in Winnipeg. Another horse, but I'd ride Van Ees.
Ah, I see.
You see, very springy, nice ride.
Can you think of any? Humorous events that may have happened during your period in Kingston? Sometimes events in the army can be hilarious, you know.
Most of them were, I think. Yes, it was a very interesting life, and the staff, the whole... We had a lot of fun, really. Then, of course, there were the June balls and the Christmas dances and things like that. Professor Bridger was one of the most charming... men, and Leroy Grant was keen on sailing.
Mm-hmm.
He had his sailboat there. I think he still has it. He's married again, by the way. And then Minnie Gordon was at Queen's University. Her father had been head of the university,
mm-hmm.
at one time principal. And then the Hamilton Fifes were there when we left, I think. And their predecessors were the Bruce Taylors. And Mrs. Bruce Taylor is living at Mount Newton here. She married a man named Watson. It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Small world.
Were there any social cliques?
Yes. Yes, there were social cliques, yes. And in Ottawa, too.
What were they like in Kingston?